chop wood, carry water, plant your garden in the spring. Chop wood, carry water, lift your voice and sing. Work your land in the summer sun, cool your heels when the day is done. Chop wood, carry water, you gotta simplify.
The music that I write tends to be about this area, about my life and how I look at the world. And I'm a Minnesotan, and so I look at the world from the point of view of a Minnesotan, for sure. So it works its way into my songs.
You like chopping wood?
I do, yeah. You came in today to my studio and probably noticed my giant wood pile.
I certainly did.
Yeah, so yeah, I burn wood to heat the house, and I love chopping wood. It's great.
He used to be a real high roller, a Wall Street tycoon, with a trophy wife and a big house. He ate from a silver spoon, but only emptiness he felt, so he gave it up one day. He left it all behind him, he was looking for a better way. With no cell phones, call waiting, no emails coming in, no traffic at a standstill, no late to work again. No news on the radio, we can't do nothing about. Oh, longing for a simple life just makes me wanna shout. Chop wood, carry water, plant your garden in the spring. Chop wood, carry water, lift your voice and sing.
We're speaking with Brian Wicklund of the Barley Jacks. It's a string band that's got a Minnesota connection, but stylistically, you also owe something to Appalachian music. Recently, you composed Coming Down the Mountain. Now, where is this from?
Well, it's from my own head, but yeah, I grew up playing bluegrass, even though I grew up in Minnesota. So a lot of the music that is the roots of my creativity is bluegrass and old time and fiddle styles. And so all of that stuff works its way into my songs for sure.
What are some key reference points in Appalachian music that influence something like Coming Down the Mountain?
The traditional bluegrass and old-time music, for sure, work their way into my music. So fiddle has always been my main instrument, even though I play probably more mandolin these days with the band. So the Appalachian old-time rhythms in the right hand and the bow find their way into a lot of the way I think about rhythm, for sure. And then just the idea of coming from reacting to a natural setting, like coming down the mountain, and how the mountain represents something in the song, and so the interaction of a person in the place that they are.
Well, I went up on the mountain, I went up on my own, head out from the city to find some time alone. Well, I went up on the mountain to leave it all behind, let the stars and the moonlight ease my troubled mind. Well, there's no more sorrow, no more blues, coming down the mountain to you.
Coming Down the Mountain, that's Brian Wicklund. New work by Brian, and that's soon to become a full band song by the Barley Jacks. Brian, the Barley Jacks is a key group in Minnesota and the upper Midwest, and you've always included fiery instrumental playing in the group's repertoire.
Everybody in the band is just a super good instrumentalist, and the improvisational aspect and abilities of the band is really, really great. So a lot of these guys, all of them, have had a lot of experience in jazz. And so the spontaneity of being able to improvise and the vocabulary of being expressive musically is something that I really try to feature in all of the music that we do.
What about the tune Button Buck? What's special about it?
Well, it's an instrumental that I wrote probably about 10 years ago, and it's sort of an answer to Orange Blossom Special, I guess. I've always, that was a tune when I was young that really inspired me, and I really love the energy in that. So I wanted to write an instrumental that had that same kind of fire to it, like Orange Blossom Special does.
Barley Jacks with Brian Wicklund. It's a group that's rooted, yet forward-leaning and original. For information about everything Barley Jacks, the web address is barleyjacks.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.